From our / erotica, the title of this post is, I'll pay you $1,000 to have sex with me. Sit back and enjoy the story.
About a year ago, I met a woman at the grocery store. She was wearing a t-shirt with a SpongeBob meme on it, so I just had to go over and say hello. We ended up chatting in the ice cream aisle so long, we had to swap out our melted ice cream for fresh ones. I took her number. I told her I'd text her. We parted ways. I pushed my cart towards the cereal aisle, smiling to myself. I'm going to text her in 2 minutes, I said to myself, smug, chuckling at myself. When I got to the cereal aisle, I texted her and said, Fruity Pebbles or Fruit Loops. She wrote back, both. We got dinner that evening and spent hours FaceTiming every single day. I was starting to fall for Ashley. I thought about her when I woke up. I thought about her when I ate lunch. She was on my mind 24/7. I even dreamt about her. She was a tall, curvy brunette. She was tan, exotic, stunning. But most importantly, she was a goofball. I'd never fallen so quickly for someone. It just felt right. We went on walks. We held hands. We made out. And then, one evening, she told me over a FaceTime that she was glad she met and happy to have a new friend. New best friend. I got a knot in my stomach. What had I done wrong? Best friend. I hesitated. She could see my face. She could see my eyebrows ruffle. Friend. My eyes darted back and forth. Did I say something wrong? She asked. No. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, I really like you, Ashley. A lot. Oh, she said. Well, I like you too. But, in a friend's kind of way, you know. After that, things kind of fizzled. I put some distance between us. I hadn't approached her in the grocery store to flirt and ask for her number so we could be friends. She was beautiful. I had fallen for her. We made out. I didn't understand. I needed some time to process and think about what to do next. She must have needed time, too, or at least was giving me the space I needed, because we didn't talk again for 3 months. And then, one day, out of the blue, she FaceTimed me. She'd been seeing this guy. He dumped her. She was heartbroken, confused, hurt. She really liked this guy. Why is it so hard to find a good man? She asked. I nearly gasped. I was a good man. I was right here. I didn't know what to say, so I said nothing. She told me she was depressed and she was going to take a few weeks off from dating to just pull herself together. I didn't talk to her again after that. 6 months went by and I was at the grocery store when I bumped into her. In the ice cream aisle. It felt like, I don't know, a chance to hit the do-over button. Fruity Pebbles or Fruit Loops? I asked as I snuck up behind her. She spun around and hugged me. We talked for an hour. She told me after the breakup, she took many months off from dating to reevaluate her life. She decided she wasn't a relationship type. She wanted to just have fun, date around, casual, casual, casual. Basically, I'm a huge slut, she said with a chuckle. I'll suck your dick if you want. My eyes popped. Really? I asked. No, she said, slapping my chest. That evening, she FaceTimed me. She had been drinking and wanted to model some new swimsuits for me. She was going to Miami with a girlfriend and needed an opinion. Impromptu vacay? I asked. Sort of. I got fired last month. I don't have any savings. I'm panicking about money. And I booked a flight to Miami because I make bad decisions. Ashley propped her phone up on her shelf and took her clothes off. Do I look good to you? She asked, standing in front of the camera, pretending to cover up her tits and pussy. Very, I said. It was clear she was starved for attention. She was calling because she was down and needed someone to tell her she was pretty. Move your hands, I said. She slowly moved them. I don't know, she said, anxiously. She grabbed for a top to hold over her body. Your body is incredible, I said. It is, she asked. Yes, I said. She lowered the shirt and stood, full nude, in front of me. I shook my head in disbelief. She was stunning. I need money, she said. I don't know what to do. This trip to Miami was so stupid. So stupid. Maybe we can work something out, I said. At this point, there was no real friendship at risk here. We hadn't spoken in months. She was calling because she wanted attention. What do you mean? I can pay you, I said. For what? Sex, I said. Ashley's eyes popped. Sex. Yeah, I said. I'll give you $1,000 every time we fuck. $1,000. She shouted into the camera. There was a huge smile on her face. I nodded. Let me think about it. Sure, I said. When do you leave for Miami? In 4 days. How much was your airline ticket? And hotel. Like 600 bucks, Ashley said. I Venmoed her $600. Her phone buzzed. She leaned forward and looked. Make it another $400 and you can come over right now. I Venmoed her $400 and ran downstairs to my car. By the time I arrived at Ashley's apartment, she was already more than halfway through a bottle of wine. She was a little more relaxed. She had a pretty strong buzz going. She took one huge sip and handed me the bottle. "Hee," she said with a sheepish grin. "Hey," I said. I stepped close to her and kissed her. She was wearing a silk robe. I untied it and the robe slid off of her and onto the floor. She stepped back. She was stunning. Her nipples were rock hard. She was covered in goosebumps. She had a small bush. My heart was racing. I stepped closer to her and put my fingers between her legs. She was wet. She was trembling. She was anxious. I took the wine bottle and pushed it inside of her cunt. Her eyes grew wide. When I pulled the bottle from her pussy, a string of gruel dangled from her lips to the bottle. I drank the rest of the wine and pushed her on the sofa. I undressed. I got on my knees and began to kiss her everywhere. Her nipples. Her stomach. Her inner thighs. She quivered. She gripped the couch cushions. I slid a finger inside of her and then put it in her mouth. How do you taste? I asked. So good, she whispered. Eat me. I spread her legs and kissed and licked her inner thighs, moving closer and closer to her pussy. I put her pussy lip in my mouth and nibbled softly, pulling on it. She moaned as I let go and ran my tongue closer and closer to her clit. She was shaking. I put two fingers inside of her and then ran my tongue over her clit. Oh God, she moaned. Ashley put her hand on the back of my head and pressed my face into her. Lick me, daddy. I licked. She was dripping wet. I pumped my fingers inside of her. She was gushing. God, that feels so good. Oh God, she howled. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. I whispered as I licked and fingered. She was gushing. Soaking. Her cunt was filling up. I could feel it. She writhed and squirmed and moaned and fidgeted on the sofa. Oh. Oh right. Therrree. I kept at it. Licking. Fingering. Pumping my fingers in a come-hither motion inside of her. She couldn't sit still. Her whole body was vibrating. Rocking. Grinding. Fidgeting. Suddenly, a thick wave of squirt shot out of her cunt and into my mouth. I kept pumping. She kept squirting, spraying my face, her sofa, the floor. I drank her squirt as fast as I could, but she kept squirting. Kept filling my mouth. Stop, stop, stop. She moaned, pushing me away. Oh God, oh God, oh fucking God. I stood up, my mouth full of squirt, and kissed her, spilling her squirt into her mouth. She drank it down and wiped her chin. We were soaked. She was dripping. Quivering. Still coming. Oh holy fuck, she whispered. My cock was pressing against her torso. She took it in her hand and admired it. Wow. Wow. You have a really nice cock. I smirked. She leaned forward and put my cock in her mouth and sucked. She was drooling all over her tits. I groaned and arched back as she took my cock down her throat with relative ease. She held it there. No gag reflex. No choking. She just looked at me, my cock down her throat, her brown eyes locked on mine. And then she winked and began to fuck her own face with my cock, aggressively sucking, slamming her own head down my shaft. Drool and spit flowed out of her mouth and onto her tits. She smeared her saliva onto her torso and masturbated as I held her head in place and pumped hard. She coughed. Saliva sputtered out of her mouth. She was coughing, gagging, choking. I jammed my cock down her throat and yanked it out, slapping her face with my cock. Her face was coated in saliva. I spun her around on the sofa. Her head dangled off the back. I slid my cock into her mouth and pumped. I could hear the saliva gushing out. She didn't care. She moaned. She touched her pussy. I could feel the saliva splattering on the floor. Take it. I grunted. Ashley fingered her cunt and a torrent of liquid sprayed out. I wasn't sure if it was piss or squirt, but frankly, I didn't care. I pulled my cock from her throat and she began to inhale deeply, gasping. I pushed my cock back down and pumped. My cock was so wet, so thick with spit. When I pulled out again, Ashley flipped over and crawled through her Chardonnay spit puddle. I got on the floor behind her and without warning, stuck my cock in her pussy. Oh, she moaned. I pressed Ashley's face into the spit puddle as I fucked her from behind. She started to slurp and blow bubbles in her spit puddle, giggling, laughing as I fucked her, in and out, in and out. Her pussy was so wet, so tight. I spat on her asshole and slid a finger inside. I put a second finger in her asshole and pried them apart, gaping her anus. I pulled my cock from her pussy and eased it into her asshole. Oh, she moaned. I pumped my cock in and out of her asshole for a good while before I took it out and put it back in her cunt. She gasped. I bounced back and forth from asshole to pussy and pussy to asshole. I want your sperm, baby, she whispered. Where? I asked. On my fucking face. I pulled my cock from her pristine pink asshole and crawled over her, jerking off. Come on my face, baby. Soak me with your nut. I stroked, jerking off. My cock pointed directly at her face. She was still on her hands and knees, her right cheek pressed firmly into her spit puddle as she looked up at me while I stroked over her. Do it. Come, I pumped, stroking harder and faster. I'm gonna come him. I howled as I ejaculated. 7 thick ropes of sperm shot out of my cock and directly onto Ashley's face. I hadn't gotten off in days, which explained the huge load size. She was drenched, like a one-man buckache. Sperm in her eye, dangling off her chin and nose. Sperm in her hair. She was soaked, dripping. Not wanting this moment to end, I put my still hard cock back inside of her asshole and pumped a few more times, savoring it, feeling how her asshole wrapped around my cock. When I finally pulled out, she collapsed onto the floor, exhausted, soaked in cum. Oh my god, that was so much cum, she said, laughing. Can you take a picture of me? I got my phone and began to film her and take several photos. Wow, she said, shaking as I helped her up. Wow, that was the best sex I've ever had. I smirked. Well, you call me anytime you want to get your brains fucked out, I said.
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with 5 or more episodes daily.